This is Glenn Helzer with World of Radio number 1301. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 18th, Tashkent quits shortwave, and Slovakia is next, and what about KJES? Specials from India, new frequencies for Sri Lanka, AFN, WWRB, Radio Republica, Windahir Wave Scan, and One Talk Radio Lite, new station names from Latin America, and the propagation outlook. On January 7th, Kai Ludwig in Germany drew to our attention a report from Helmut Mott that the German program of Radio Tashkent, Uzbekistan, was missing from its usual time and frequency, 5025. You may recall a few weeks ago we reported that Tashkent had finally started online streaming. We thought this was a fine thing in addition to their shortwave broadcasts. But that apparently was a prelude to canceling shortwave. Further investigation by a number of our correspondents confirmed that English and all the other shortwave broadcasts of Radio Tashkent were no longer to be heard, although the schedule remained on their website. And monitoring the web stream of their English broadcast, no further mention of shortwave. That, by the way, is ino.uzpak.uz/index.html. Andy Sinnott heard them say, from 1st January, you'll be able to listen to Radio Tashkent online. They gave the times, which are as before, but no shortwave frequencies were mentioned. But that's not all. Kai Ludwig followed up with further info from Helmut Mott, from what he described as a very reliable source. Funding of Radio Tashkent International has been cut, hence the termination of shortwave. Broadcasting via the audio streams will continue until the end of March, when a decision over the fate of the editorial staff is to be made. It is expected that many staff members will be laid off already during the next few weeks. We also have news of two other stands. Christopher Lewis in England reports hearing Tatarstan wave at 0934 on 11915, nice audio and a good signal, the site being in Russia at Samara. In Fed BizOps via Aaron Zabitsky, we see that the U.S. Broadcasting Board of Governors intends to purchase a 200-kilowatt medium-wave transmitter to put on 621 kilohertz in Afghanistan. This is a pro forma notice since it's non-competitive and they're going to buy it from Harris Corp, although others have been notified in case they can supply the necessary equipment. It's to be on air by approximately September 15th. The exact location in Afghanistan is not clear. There's already a 7-kilowatt station on that frequency listed in Gardez. And it looks like there'll be plenty of interference from stations in surrounding countries, such as that megawatt in Egypt, already on 621. In DX India, Joe Jacob tells us about special broadcasts for the Hajj pilgrims in Saudi Arabia from All India Radio. These are in Urdu, of course, lasting until the 12th of February, 0530 to 06 UT, via Delhi Kanpur site on 11730 and 17845, and via Aligarh on 15770. I would very much like to know all the exact times for the weekly mailbag program on All India Radio, but it appears no program schedule is available in any form. I do hear it, however, consistently, Mondays at 1430 on 9690, and I suppose the other broadcasts are also on Mondays. The IBC Tamil service to South Asia keeps changing frequencies. They began the season on 6055, then went up to 7105, 7110, and 7115. But Observer Bulgaria says the latest change occurred December 22nd, when they went down to 6175. That's via the Vertachtel Germany site for the hour at midnight UT daily. As reported last time, Minivan Radio for the Maldive Islands had to be suspended. They had planned to make a transmitter power and site change on the 1st of February via DTK in Germany, going down from 250 to 100 kilowatts and moving from Nauen to Jülich. So keep that in mind in case they come back in the meantime. That according to a schedule via Paul Geiger in Austria, BCDX. I do notice that their website has resumed. It's minivannews.com. In DSWCIDX window, Acker Peterson of Denmark reports he was able to get a verification from Burma or Myanmar for a reception report when he was visiting Southeast Asia. The English transmission at 14:30 to 16 on 5986. And we learned from this that although the name of the country is certainly spelled M-Y-A-N-M-A-R, they consistently spell the name of the radio station without the final R, just Myanmar Radio. After a great deal of confusion, we finally concluded that WaveScan from Adventist World Radio, which has resumed after a year break, now headquartered in Singapore, is broadcast on UT Sundays. Some transmissions, most of them are from Guam, but there are some from the UAE and even from the UK. Here in Central North America, I've found the best times to hear it on Sundays are at 1600 UT, on 12065, and even better at 2230 on 11655. I computed that about 35% of the January 15th program consisted of DX News, which I suppose isn't bad for any program other than World of Radio. But a lot of it was out of date. There appeared to be unforeseen delays in getting each edition on the air. Nevertheless, Christopher Lewis says he's joining in to provide his European DX report on AWR Wavescan. Unless you're too close to the UK transmitter, best reception in Europe would probably be Sunday at 15:30 via 9530. Another tip for European listeners from Johan Berglund in Sweden, HCDX, about a window for hearing Wantok Radio Light Papua New Guinea on 7120. A Chinese transmitter is on the frequency until 12:30 UT. However, there is a break of less than half an hour until Romania comes up at 1300. Of course, for a while longer, you'll also have to fight ham radio interference. Special transmissions of the ABC Northern Territory service in Darwin, we informed you some weeks ago, we're on 11880, filling in for some of the missing Northern Territory stations on 2, 4, or 5 megahertz while they were being refurbished. There have been several notices of a closing date for this, but we were wondering if they have been prolonged, and indeed they have. John Wright of the Australian Radio DX Club told us January 17th that according to Nigel Holmes of Radio Australia, they're still revamping and refurbishing the Outback HF transmitters, running behind, and it's not certain when they'll all be finished. So the 11880 transmissions continue roughly between 2330 and 08 or 09 UT. Note at other times of the day, 11880 carries regular Radio Australia broadcasts. American Forces Radio finally caved into pressure and added some liberal talk shows to its lineup, including the USB relays on shortwave. I mentioned Al Franken before, but the time was wrong. Looking at the schedule again, he's carried UT Tuesday through Saturdays for less than 1 hour at 0106. And Ed Schultz is also on AFN Monday through Friday for less than 1 hour at 2007. Furthermore, on January 18th at 1705, Chris Lewis in England found what appears to be AFN on a brand new frequency, at least there were news and sports on USB in a North American format, 9340. It seemed to be the same as on 7570, but we don't yet know the location of 9340. Norman Pattiz, a leading figure behind the U.S. government's Arabic language media outlets, Radio Sabah and Al Hurra Television, has resigned from the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees U.S. government broadcasting. He'll leave office, however, at the end of February. It's surprising he lasted as long as he did since he was a Democratic Party donor. According to followthemedia.com via BBC Monitoring, Pattiz is widely expected to take a role in the 2008 presidential campaign of Senator Biden. DXers are complaining about the lack of QSLs coming out of the Voice of America. Now, Russ Lay in North Carolina has received an explanation from Joe O'Connell, Director of the Office of Public Affairs at IBB. I apologize for the delay and for the fact we've not been responding to reception reports. We're working on remedying that and hope to be back in business very soon. The gentleman who was handling QSLs unfortunately and suddenly passed away several months ago, and filling his position has been delayed due to budget restrictions. Has anyone heard KJES from the Lord's Ranch in New Mexico lately? I haven't, and I'm usually tuning across 11715 just about every morning around 14 or 1500. They're authorized to broadcast daily, but had been quite sporadic for quite a while, so we're wondering if they're on the air any days of the week any longer. The times and frequencies to check are 02 to 0330 on 7555, 14 to 17 on 11715, and 19 to 21 on 15385. The latest log of it I've come across was dated December 3rd from Joe Kenneth Wood in Tennessee, World DX Club Contact. That was at 2041 on 15385. Here's yet another out-of-band frequency ruled off-limits, a U.S. station forced to make a change. Hans Johnson of WINB tells Hardcore DX that 9320 has been replaced by 9265 between 11 and 13 and 23 to 04 UT. This is because Andrews Air Force Base said that WINB was causing interference to their communications. 9265, of course, is already in use by the barely audible and barely modulated WMLK between 17 and 21. And another station has been using 9320 at other hours, WWRB, and sure enough, they've had to move too, but in this case, replacing it with 9385, that's mostly, if not all, for the Brother Scare service. And we've heard it accompanied by Spurs around 9403 and bothering WTJC 9367. Overcomer Sites says WWRB made another change, replacing 6890 with 3270 in the evenings. The first hour of WWRB on 9385 also encounters a big collision with VOA in Korean, already using that frequency at 1400 via the Marianas. The signature of Patrick Martin, DXer in Seaside, Oregon, has long carried the message KAVT Reception Manager. Now we know what that means because he's arranged a special DX test from the 1680 kHz station in Fresno, California, for early Saturday morning, January 21st. It carries Radio Disney, which will not allow any changes in format. There can't be any tones, codes, or special IDs, but instead, they'll be operating with their nighttime power of 10 kilowatts instead of the usual 1 kilowatts, and it's non-directional. So between 08 and 13 UT, January 21st, you have a better chance of hearing KAVT 1680 in Fresno. Les Rayburn has arranged another of those newfangled inventory insert DX tests from WUMP 730 in Huntsville, Alabama. That'll be running for several nights in a row starting UT January 23rd, through the 27th, between 0559 and 1100 UT. There will be DX announcements at 1 minute prior to the top of the hour, and another one somewhere around the half hour. They'll include Morse code IDs, sweep tones, and voice IDs. The power is only 129 watts, non-directional. I see, although Les Rayburn coordinates these things, it was arranged by Rick Shafton. Andy Sennett forwards a story from Florida Today about a new 1700 kHz station in Palm Bay, Florida, called WCPB. From the newspaper story, you'd think it's a regular authorized station, but we don't know of any on 1700 in Florida other than the one in Miami. It's in Brevard County, near Melbourne. It is admittedly low-powered, so it could be Part 15 with very small coverage, although Terry Kruger says it smells like a pirate. Standard disclaimer, the media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1301. Check our website, worldofradio.com, for much more info. Our address, WORADIO@yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Chris Mackerel of one of our affiliates, World FM in Tawa, Wellington, New Zealand, tells us they made a slight frequency change up the dial to 88.5. And checking their latest schedule, there are six times when you may hear World of Radio, not only on 88.5, but streaming from World FM. And here they are by UT dates and times. Thursday at 0905. Thursday at 2200. Friday at 2005. Saturday at 18:30, Sunday at 06:30, Sunday at 18:30. These are all UT days and times. In many cases, it's the next day locally in New Zealand. More at their website, www.worldfm.co.nz. We're also pleased to hear that, at least temporarily, we have an additional time on WWCR. It's Saturdays at 1700 UT on 12160. That should provide excellent reception over much of North America, also audible in Europe, but rather weak, says Eric Kuya in Denmark. And a new edition of my other program, Continent of Media, is now available, number 0601, at www.dxing.com. Our thanks this week for financial support via PayPal go to John Capinos in Massachusetts. We continue to monitor closely that Cuban clandestine Radio Republica, which has added a secret transmitter site. The schedule as of mid-January was still 22 to 24 UT on 6135, 0 to 2 on 6010, although we hope that will be changing because of the objections of Radio Mil in Mexico, and 02 to 04 on 7110, all with heavy Cuban jamming now. From propagational variations in reception, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin and I feel the transmitter site for these must be in Europe. And Anker Peterson in Denmark says direction finding from Europe heads through the central UK on to Florida. By the way, 6010, which was a change from the original frequency 5965, remained free of jamming for quite a while. Jamming finally caught up with them on UT January 7th, according to Bogdan Kyokyu in Quebec and Kurt Deegan in Florida. And nevertheless, at least light bubble jamming remained detectable on the former frequency 5965, still occupied by Radio Havana, Cuba. So Cuba continued to jam Cuba. But there's more about this, too. An additional frequency for Radio Republica appeared January 11th, first discovered by Mark Taylor, 7160. Turns out this one is on the air straight through from 23 until 04 UT, but Monday through Friday only into UT Saturday, and it is acknowledged as brokered by WRMI, if you hear the opening announcement. Well, the programming is the same. It is not in parallel with the other frequencies. Jeff White continues to say they have nothing at all to do with those. And it is no secret that the site for 7160 is Deutsche Telekom in Germany. I said, how can you condone broadcasting into Region 2 on the amateur band? And he quoted Deutsche Telekom, saying that the announced target area of 7160 is Iceland in Region 1, and therefore it's allowed for all those Cubans in Iceland. Artie Bigley sends a couple of stories from the Beacon newspaper at Florida International University that a couple of professors there have been indicted for espionage. This was a great surprise to everyone who knew them. Carlos Alvarez and his wife, Elsa, suspected of being covert Cuban agents for many years. And the story says their communications with Cuba involved shortwave radio and numbers. We reported recently that the Dominican Republic harmonic for medium wave on 2280 had been heard in parts of North America, but it's also making it to Europe. Mark Veldhuis in the Netherlands tells DX Listening Digest that he hears the Radio Anacaona around 0207 with bachata music and an ID at 0213. It's a fairly regular catch, but a weak signal. No longer must we say that no one has ever been able to confirm that Radio Insurgente is on shortwave. Via clandestine radio watch, Hans Johnson in Florida says he's been trying for them every Friday, as supposedly scheduled at 21 UT, and finally succeeded in hearing them January 13th. The frequency slightly low, 5999. 0.97. He tuned in at 2107 and heard them talking in Spanish, and IDing is Aquí Radio Insurgente, La Voz de los Sin Voz, talking about Chiapas and so forth. However, the frequency was blocked by the carrier from Havana, which came on at 2146. This Zapatista clandestine broadcast must be low power. It's on a rather low frequency and in the daytime, so no doubt it helps to be as close to Chiapas as possible, such as southwest Florida. Last time I checked, on January 7th, around 0600, I was hearing the Colombian on 5910, still identifying as Marfil Estéreo. But I see in the new World Radio TV Handbook that they planned a different name for it, Garita Radio, JRITA, which means a signal box like on a railroad. I've been worried that the excellent website, Voces de la America Latina, of the late Buren Malm, would disappear whenever the funding runs out, but others have taken care of that. Hardcore DX has made a mirror of it, including the audio files, to preserve indefinitely. It's malm.hard-core-dx.com. On the Condish list, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports a reactivation from Peru on a far out-of-band frequency and a new name for the station in San Ignacio on 5700. He heard them January 15th from 0148 to sign off at 0232 using this name, Radio Triple SH, that is, triple the letters SH. Not sure what the letters mean, but it refers to their FM, AM, and shortwave frequencies. In Shortwave Bulletin, Christer Brunström in Sweden reports, he was surprised to hear Plattdeutsch, or Low German, from a Bolivian station, Radio San Jose, UT Friday, January 6th at 0120, until 0216. It was a religious program on 5580.31. There was an ID at the conclusion and then into modern music. Quite strange to hear a German program from a Bolivian local station. There must be quite a German-speaking minority in Santa Cruz. There is a shortwave station believed to be in Ireland, not exactly like Pirate, but not exactly legal either. It's called Reflections Europe. It was reported on two frequencies, January 15th by José Miguel Romero in Spain, 3910 at 1912, and also on 6295 when he tuned over at 1922, with programming in English and music from the 50s. Tony Curry of Radio 6 International in Scotland tells us he's back on WBCQ weekly every UT Monday from 03 to 05 on 7415. That's shortly before our World of Radio broadcast at 0515. Found little about it in English on the Radio Slovakia International website, but it is discussed in Spanish and French, the upcoming closure of the shortwave broadcast from Slovakia. Although it's not exactly certain, it was reported by BBC Monitoring that the president of Slovakia said that he wanted to see the foreign service preserved. Then it was reported, because of the shortage in funding, that some of the language services would be closed, including Spanish, and they would remain only in French, Russian, German, and English. Then on January 18th, Jean-Michel Aubier forwards a notice from their French language website saying that it had been decided to stop shortwave broadcasting. RSI would continue to be heard via the World Radio Network. However, no date was given for actually ceasing shortwave. Creepy horror music and suspenseful sounds were heard for a few minutes at 2240 UT, Wednesday, January 11th on 6155. Someone in Kentucky, I think, thought it must be a parrot reporting to Hardcore DX. However, Christopher Lewis, Kai Ludwig, and Günter Lawrence agree that it's actually just a regular program from Austrian Radio First program. It's called Zeitton with experimental music, also on 5945. Manuel Meneth in Spain notes that the overnight program from Italy, Notturno Italiano, has been on the air for almost 54 years, including shortwave 6060. However, recently they have dropped news in English every hour. Now there's 3 minutes of news at the top of every hour in Italian, French, and German. It is between midnight UT and 0409, otherwise mostly classical music. River Bulgaria notes a frequency change for RISE International Service in English. The 2025 UT broadcast replaced 6020 with 5985. IRRS in Milan, Italy carried out some test broadcasts this past weekend between 01 and 02 UT on 9385, not to be confused with WWRB, where that's also a new frequency. Kai Ludwig in Germany says he doesn't think IRRS has any shortwave transmitters left in Milan, although they never say where they really are. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says this was probably via Bulgaria, since there was a one-hour gap in their transmitter usage. In 1299, we reported that Tunisia's international medium wave frequency, 963, was inactive, but it was backed by December 31st, confirmed in English at 1300 by Peter Zarafa in Malta, BDXC UK. In Atividade do Xix, Acker Peterson in Denmark believes that Central African Republic has reactivated 5035. He didn't get an ID, but he was hearing French on that frequency from 0525 to fade out at 0610 January 8th. Sign-off time for Gabon on 4777 continues to vary widely. Harold Kuhl in Germany reports them until 1900 UT January 10th, but the next day they were gone already at 1750, and on the 12th they signed off at 1657. Second harmonic from Zimbabwe on 6612 continues to get out very well. Mick Delmage in Alberta was very pleased to hear them for the first time as early as 2055 UT January 15th, using the log periodic antenna of Don Moman in Alberta. Still in at midnight 5 UT, I think they run all night, but fading out there by midnight 45. Andy Sennett of Radio Netherlands updates us as of January 17th on the situation about the voice of the people for Zimbabwe. None of the staff are currently in custody. General Manager John Masuku is on remand, but free to go about his business. His next appearance in court is not scheduled until March 30th. Our frequency manager spoke to him, and they're trying to get back the equipment that was confiscated during the raid. I don't know how difficult that will be, but they have a good lawyer. Once that is achieved, they'll start producing programs again. In the meantime, I can confirm that Radio Netherlands is recycling old VOP programs. It's very difficult to predict what will happen, but they are anxious to remain on the air as a matter of principle. That is 17 to 18 UT via Madagascar on 11705. However, it's blocked by Sudan radio service, except on Sundays. Hardly anyone but Ralph Brandy in New Jersey is reporting DRM loggings in North America. Here are a few of them from the NASA Journal, or flash sheet. The TDP radio transmission via Canada, Saturday, January 7th, at 1638 on 11900, was less than 5% intelligible. For a couple days, Voz Cristiana Chile was testing 21500 for the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. He says where they can demonstrate the crappy sound that 11 kbps produces. And an earlier log from December 8th of Radio Luxembourg via Jülich, Germany on 7295 DRM at 0901. He says the signal-to-noise ratio was 18 dB, solid audio from this 21 kbps transmission. Steve Lehrer forwards a notice from Universal Radio that the Eton Corporation has recalled certain of their E1 receivers for quality control issues. The units found in the serial number range 3067 to 5462. Do not use batteries and the AC adapter at the same time. For the past couple of weeks, with very low K indices, there have been European medium wave signals deep into North America, led by the high power 1200 kilowatt outlet in Norway on 1314 kHz. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issue January 17th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field quiet to minor storms. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 January 24th and February 10th, dipping as low as only 3 and 1 January 31st, February 1st, 7th and 10th. Solar flux dropping from 90 January 19th to 21st to 75 January 31st through February 10th. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 1301 and inviting you back next week.